Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, if you are listening to the break again coming from the conservatives of today, yesterday's liberals, put that up against Matthew 5:13, you'll understand exactly why we're in trouble. It's the same talking points every single cycle. And what you hear is how they got to continuously tell us how the strong need to pay their fair share. Well, let me just say this. If it wasn't for the strong, the poor wouldn't have the opportunity to accuse those that have made their way in life to be the strong. I think it's best to say it like this. Calvin Coolidge said, don't expect to build up the weak by putting down the strong. And I can take it and I can turn that and show you the other side of that sword as well. We're only as strong as the weakest of us. See, so folks, it shows you that we're in this together and we got to get it right. We really, truly have to get it right. But with that aside, friends, what we're going to be talking about today is the killing of Americans signed the illegals. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out those 13 to 15 articles over there on sonsoflibertymedia.com and go ahead and subscribe. When you go to the right side of the page, you will find us there, friends. And when you find us there, you want to join us on social media platforms, both the morning show with Tim Brown, as well as the afternoon show with myself. Again, go ahead and subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto the social media platforms, and join us on Top Chat. You can also do the same thing over on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of the page right now. Go ahead and click onto that and join us on, again, social media platforms. If at any time you want to call in, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we see this over and over and over and over again. Folks, doesn't it kind of take some of you people back that the government, for some reason or another, they find it within themselves to do the wrong thing? And they act in a criminal fashion against the very laws that they're supposed to uphold? But to do the right thing, that seems to be out of sight and out of mind. Does that tell you who is tolerating what we're tolerating in this country? Because at the end of the day, this is the reflection of the American people. Again, remember the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, we the people, the responsible party. What's happening? Our sin is finding us out, friends. Numbers 32:23. What I want to do is I want to show you some audio really quick. This is from the Daily Caller, and it is a Republican walking out of a hearing. The political stage of the clowns in the circus of politics goes on and on and on and on. I think every once in a while we may get one in there that's actually doing his job, and then he's going to be ostracized and singled out and polarized and demonized by the said powers that are tolerated through the mainstream media and the six corporations on a global basis. But I think this one may be exceptional. This is a Congressman Chip Roy who walks out of a hearing, but I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, and then I want to ask you the question, does this sound familiar as to what he's sharing with you during this hearing, friends? Because, again, it's pretty telling what's going on here in the United States of America. Check this out.
The chairman.
Hold up. He has the time.
I have the time.
America deserves the time.
Yeah. America deserves better than what it just heard from, Mr.
Listen to this.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
What are we doing for the people of the United States? I'm going to be told, oh, we're protecting the law. The law is being complied with. When instead what it is a fishing expedition for political purposes, which we saw on high display yesterday in the room next door, where we got nothing other than dawdling responses about an incompetent effort. And here we sit, mounting up debt for our children and grandchildren.
That's right.
My 9-year-old son is in this room. We all have families. What are we passing down to them? $100 million of debt per hour? It's extraordinary. Wide open borders, destroying communities, endangering lives of Americans in South Texas while I get smirks from my Democratic colleagues, while there are people right now facing attacks from cartels, dealing with it on a daily basis, and we get smirks, and we get requests for emails from people in the White House.
Folks, I mean, isn't that kind of telling that we have such an issue that we put up with these kind of people in the United States of America? I mean, these politicians, the joke is on us, and we try to figure out what's going on as the days go on, and yet we hear representatives telling us what's going on. Listen to this.
Mr. Connolly.
I thank the chair.
Ms. Connolly.
Listen to this effeminate guy.
I have a motion. I do want to just say,
look at this.
I'm my colleague from Texas.
This is what you put up
question
with.
Question the motivation of Democrats.
Shame on this body.
Yeah, I know. We've heard from you. It's my time. It's
and
my
you'll continue to hear from me.
Wait
in
a minute.
Defense of this country.
Mr. Chairman.
Hold up. He has the time.
I have the time.
America deserves the time.
Yeah. America deserves better than what it just heard from, Mr. Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Taking his ball and going home. Bye.
These are your representatives.
I'm
listen to these kids.
Primarily because if I do not object, Congress will have passed into law a bill that spends $19 billion of taxpayer money without members of Congress being present here in our nation's capital to vote on it. Secondly, it's a bill that includes nothing to address the clear national emergency and humanitarian crisis we face at our southern border. We've had months to figure this out and to do our job to secure our border, and we now are expected to let the swamp continue to mortgage the future of our children and grandchildren, making it less likely they will inherit a stronger and better country with a government capable of defending the nation and responding to disasters such as these. And with that, I respectfully object.
Border Patrol trying to do its job, trying to make sure that people are taken care of after a long, hard journey to Mexico, making sure they do have
your borders water, are wide water, open,
right outside,
and it's your government
south,
doing it to you, Americans.
We were told that they didn't have water to drink.
Your deficit increases hour by hour.
The things that are
in your government's behind
take
it.
Take care of people after a long, hard
promoting
journey.
Immorality and lawlessness on a 24/7 basis, and we're still trying to figure out what's wrong with the country? Really? But people are entertained by watching more of this, friends. How can it be? I don't know. But they are, no question about it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I was just exhibiting on video, audio, what's going on in your country. Folks, this has been going on for decades in the country. It reminds me a little bit about the correction that came from that of James Garfield. Oh, by the way, that lines up to 2 Timothy 3:16. Read it when you get a moment. But now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Okay? If that body is be ignorant, reckless, like you just seen, and corrupt the way that you just seen, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If in the next centennial, the 4th of July, does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, America under God, the culture, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. So, folks, it's up to you. This, again, what we see on a daily basis is a reflection of we the people in this country. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. Another one of those issues that I want to highlight today, friends, is that of what the CDC is doing. People are beginning to catch on as to what's going on with the CDC, assuming authority that has never been granted to them. We're hearing more and more through the mainstream media as to what the CDC has to say about what you can do and how you can do it and where you can go and where you can't go. Well, we were on this right off the bat. Okay, well, Ron Paul's guys just picked up on this, and I thought it was worthy of your attention. And again, adding to the education of people in this country, because we know people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, we want to educate them. I know there's a lot of people out there that love Ron Paul. We've had him on the radio program several times, and we agree with a lot of things that he has to say. And in this particular case, it just happens to be one of them. So go ahead and check this out as well, friends.
The CDC made a big announcement today. If you are fully vaccinated, and if you are outdoors and not in a large crowd, you no longer have to wear a mask. Now, this is going to shock the people in the next clip, which we should put up right now, because let's have a look at them. This is the opening of the Texas Rangers a couple of weeks ago in Texas.
No masks.
35,000, 40,000 people there. They did not wait for the CDC to give them permission. Let's clip to the next one. Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter, he says to the announcement that you can finally take off your mask outside as long as you stay away from people, he says, they truly are not in on the joke. Has anyone from the CDC been to Florida or Texas or Tennessee in the last 6 months? So what's going on? Let's go back to what Robert Wenzel says, because I think he has a good explanation for why the CDC seems to be trying to get out in front of this, get out in front of the narrative again. He says, I suspect the CDC is seeing a slowdown in those wanting vaccinations. Yep. This is for Texas. COVID-19 vaccine demand drops in Texas, though less than a quarter of the population is fully vaccinated. Let's do the next one. Here's another one from Yahoo. As demand for COVID-19 vaccines drops,
told you, friends.
Experts stress more shots in the arms are key.
You can feel it in the air.
For the pandemic to be over. So what are they doing? What is this all about? I think it's about ramping up the fear. I think it's about the narrative falling apart and them trying to desperately re-establish
right.
the narrative. Reality is overtaking their narrative. People aren't waiting for the CDC to tell them they can go to a baseball game. They're going out anyway. People aren't waiting in Texas and Florida.
It's not for them to tell us what we should do or what we shouldn't do.
If you've had your vaccine. We are not telling people they should or shouldn't. If you want a vax, get a vax. If you want a shot, get a shot. Do your research. But what we are doing is analyzing propaganda. We're analyzing what we're being told by the media. It's completely separate from the idea of making your own medical decisions. That should be very clear.
Yeah, that should have been the case from the very get-go, friends. It's never been about laying out the facts to the American people. It's always been about a one-sided narrative every given step of the way. But here again, we have people finally catching up. Folks, here, listen. This is why we need the Holy Ghost, just so people can understand, because he keeps you way ahead of the game. We know which way the wind blows here because of discerning of spirits. That's found in 1 Corinthians 12:28. That's because of the gift that the Lord has bestowed upon us. Now, don't tell me about how the gifts are a thing of the past, friends. The Lord says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's in Hebrews 13:8. If you go back to the New Testament, you'll find it in Malachi 3:6 as well. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. So if it's not functioning the way that the Word of God says, then it's because of you not meeting the Lord on his terms. That's why it's important that you meet him on his terms so you can be a faithful witness of the resurrection like the rest of us. Amen? Cool. That's pretty cool to me. Now, I want to get over to the next point. We have now nurses, and I'm sure you've heard more of this. It's called shedding. But we're catching on to the fact that more and more nurses and doctors on a global basis are beginning to warn the people from people that have been vaccinated. We're seeing businesses and corporations begin to post on their doors that if you've been vaccinated, do not come into our stores. Isn't this called just taking it and just jamming it right down the throat of the CDC and the likes of those that are playing the game behind the medical industry? And I'm talking about federal government. I'm talking about governors, mayors, the Bill Gates of the world, Anthony Fauci, WHO, and the CDC. It just kicks them right in the teeth because this is the fact of the matter. So I want you to go ahead and check this out, friends. This is a nurse that is warning people to stay away from vaccinated people.
People who have had the, we'll call it vax, are now experiencing severe symptoms. This is from shedding off of the spike proteins. You can go to my website and there are informational videos on there that explain the whole process of what's happening and why this is happening to women. There's a woman giving out the warning about this, and many, many people who have reached out to me and given me countless, I don't even want to call it testimonials, but told me their own personal stories. There are women and men who have come into close proximity of people who have had the vaccination, and once they do this, these people are, a lot of people want to call it shedding, but when people think of shedding, they're thinking shedding off of when you get the weakened viral vaxes. But that's not what this is. This is gene therapy that's causing your body to make these spike proteins. This is the mRNA gene therapy. This is an grand human experimentation. This is not anything that's ever been done before. It is, in fact, altering the human makeup of the body. So what's happening is that process starts in the human body and doesn't stop. It's coming out in their breath. It's coming out through their pores. So spike proteins, what they're finding, is dangerous to human tissue. This is what's causing reproductive problems in people. This is what's causing, you know, the sterilization of people. Women who have come in contact with, and men, I have men too, who have come in contact with people who have had this Bax, and I'm saying it this way so I don't take my video down, have suddenly become covered in strange bruises. Women have had, as young as 10 years old, 10-year-olds starting their periods early, 11-year-olds getting two periods in a month suddenly from being around people who have had this done to them, people getting severe migraines, disrupted sleep patterns, people having clots the size of their fists, people that were in menopause for years suddenly having severe periods with grapefruit-sized blood clots.
Yep.
This is happening to all kinds
of
people.
We all know this now.
That are, their spouse had the vaccine and they go to bed at night and sleep next to their spouse, wake up covered in bruises. Countless testimonies. If you go to my website, truthunmasked.org, and click on Stay Away, and then it says Warning, you can see a video of a doctor, and his name is there. He's explaining this process to you, and another woman who's giving you this warning. There's yet another doctor who is warning her patients that you need to call ahead of time and let them know if you've had the Bax, because she doesn't want you in the office because they treat pregnant patients.
That's
and
right.
She doesn't want people.
You know, I just
want to
make clear, folks, you guys are getting an earful, and much of this information we've heard before, but this is brand new. We've got a woman on Top Chat right now. She's taking shots at us. Why don't you go ahead and call in, Peggy? The number's 1-866-582-9933. Give us some of the definitions of what a false prophet is, if you wouldn't mind, and go ahead and call out this nurse for who she is. We would love to hear it. I'm just curious to know, which network do you work for? Is it MSNBC, NBC? Is it CNN? Which one is it that you work for? What, the Huffington Post? 1-866-582-9933. Don't sit there and call us names. Call in and correct us. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, what we're going to be doing here is taking a hard break. You can go ahead and replay this show. You can download the show. You can copy and paste the show. It's going to be posted for 24 hours, okay? Go ahead and check out all the references that she's given concerning her website. Go ahead and cross-check her, cross-check us. That's what we lay to your candor. Prove that what we're telling you is wrong, because that is the purpose of education, friends, and not everybody's right, but in this particular case, we are. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Time we start giving tax breaks and tax credits to working class families and middle class families instead of just the very wealthy.
President Biden speaking there in Norfolk, Virginia. The president outpitching his massive infrastructure program that includes upgrading schools. The president continues.
And here's what the American Family Plan doesn't do. It doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share.
Biden also saying 2 years of community college should be free. Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid are offering same-day COVID-19 vaccines as the pace of vaccinations per day slows. The U.S. is averaging 2.4 million shots per day, which is down from its peak of 3.4 million shots per day reported on April 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Millions of Americans in the South are under a tornado watch today. Much of northern Georgia is under a tornado watch until late this afternoon. Charlotte, North Carolina, and areas of South Carolina are also under a watch. A tornado touched down earlier on Monday near Atlanta and caused some damage and the loss of power for around 7,000 people in the area. At least three tornadoes are confirmed to have touched down in Mississippi last night. They ripped roofs off of homes, knocked down trees, snapped power poles, and blew away road signs. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing he'll sign an executive order to end all COVID-19-related orders. An American racing legend is dead. Bobby Unser passing away Sunday at his home in New Mexico at the age of 87. Indianapolis Motor Speedway making the announcement on Monday. Unser won the Indianapolis 500 three times during his career. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you know, we got these grown-ups online on Top Chat right now that want to go ahead and take shots and say false prophets, and I would love to hear some earmarks of what a false prophet is. I would like to know what the earmarks of a real prophet is first and foremost. I'll put that up against Luke 6:36, and then talking about how this is all a bunch of whatever you want to call it, expletives, right? Well, the lines are open for you, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. One thing that we do here is we suggest that everybody cross-check everything that we're saying for the very purpose of doing your own due diligence for your own so that you might know the truth of the matter. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Much of, by the way, of what this nurse is telling us right now really isn't new information. She's just talking about which in fact it's true that corporations and businesses are starting to tell people that are or have been vaccinated that you're not welcome here because of shedding. And now this nurse is warning of shedding, and that's what we're playing for you even now. It's also interesting to note, friends, again, here's Rick DeSantis telling the people what they want to hear. Don't forget he's running for the president of the United States of America. He's talking about all COVID-related mandates are now null and void. They always were null and void, friends. You need to understand that. We know that from federal judges. We know that from the Supreme Court. We know that from the Supreme Court. And I'm talking about state and federal. Again, put that up against Article 3, Section 1, you will again understand as to what we're talking about even now. So again, friends, I just want to make clear you understand what's going on. And going back to Rick DeSantis, one more point before I get to our main topic here. Isn't it interesting, just to show you how they play it off? One side condemns it, the other side promotes it. One side condemns it, the other side promotes it. This is how politicians play the game, okay? This is how your controllers are manipulating the minds of the people. Put that up against Daniel 9-7 when you get a moment. What am I talking about? Well, Rick DeSantis just last Thursday or Friday said that he created an executive order to basically shut down all of his COVID mandates. He never had to do that, friends, because there's already a law that states they never had a right to do it in the first place. Okay? This is how they're confusing the people. It's always been illegal. He didn't mean to create, he didn't need to create a an executive order. Friends, how do you create an executive order against an executive order when they're both unconstitutional? There you have it. See, this is what communists do. They attempt to create a use the law against the law, or create in your minds that there's a law, then use the law that they created in your minds to use against another law that they created in your minds to dispel it. That's what this is. This is why people are confused. But it was interesting, Thursday and Friday, Rick DeSantis was talking about his executive order, and then on Saturday's show, I caught this, that the Surgeon General of the state of Florida said to the people, to the Floridians, that you, if you've been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Do you see how the Department of Health, do you see how the CDC, do you see how the WHO has usurped an authority that's never been given to them? Folks, their authority is created out of thin air. It doesn't exist. That's totalitarianism. I just wanted to make clear you understood what was in play here. That's totalitarianism. That's authoritarianism, friends. Okay? That's arbitrary government ruling according to what they say the law is, even if it isn't the law. That's how you Europeanize America, is to act arbitrarily, and that's exactly what's happening here. And America, again, that's the reason we point our finger at the Word of God and the Constitution. Get educated, period. I want to highlight one more thing for you before we get over to our main topic. In Texas, did you see this? This is exactly what I was just talking about. Do you remember some time ago the little guys that were outside and they were selling lemonade at a lemonade stand? This was about a year ago. And do you remember the city came in and shut them down? Do you see how government is assuming authority at every given turn? An authority that's never been delegated to them? I can't reiterate that point enough. Well, guess what just happened here? Matt Agris this morning posted in Texas, the city shuts down little girls. Why? Because the daddy told the little girls to go ahead and give their neighbors some eggs. Threatens them for selling their chicken eggs to their neighbors. Okay? So daddy came up and again, circumventing the lawless, just said, why don't you just go ahead and tell them to give us a donation? That's exactly what they did. But I mean, just think about this. Everybody in this country is subject to attack by their said representatives. We see it all day long. I mean, from murdering the innocent in the womb to attacking, to subjecting their kids in public schools, in daycare, in middle school, in high school, to the sodomite agenda. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on, right? I can. To the point of, friends, now telling them this is what you can do and this is what you can't do for simply helping out your neighbors and feeding them. You, my friends, are playing a very dangerous game with some very dangerous people in this country. Let me say it again. Put the burden back on them and ask them where they got the authority to shut down a lemonade stand, to shut down a bunch of little girls selling eggs to their neighbors to feed them. You know what? Furthermore, why don't you ask that same government that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent where they derive delegated authority to now steal away our tax dollars to aid in aborting, murdering, dissecting babies in their wombs? This is how far ignorant the American people have become. This is how ignorant the American people have become to suggest that they actually have the authority to do that. Now stepping in and saying two men can be married and two women can be married. That, hey, folks, that institution belongs to God. That narrative has been set a long time ago, and it's not for man to create war against God. And if you let it go, you can rest assured that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. And you know it's coming, America. You know it's coming. And you keep adding strength to these people by succumbing to them, by allowing them to do the things that they do, as I played during the first segment. Did you see these people that were called the Republicans and the Democrats acting like a bunch of 15-year-old kids with your blood-bought rights? Why don't you go to Arlington Cemetery, friends, and understand the price that they paid before you put up with it in your own government? Shame on the American people for tolerating this garbage in our own backyard. Shame on the American people. City officials come over and tell me my kids can't have a lemonade stand. They can go fly a kite. I'll take it to them personally, and so should you. And let them know that you'll take it to them personally. No, but the American people, they've been conditioned to believe, well, you know, we can't wait until 2022. Man, we just can't wait until 2022. Oh, yeah, in 2024. This is how stupid Americans have become. Oh, yeah. Look at Joe Biden. We know he's there by treason and voter fraud, but we'll tolerate him for 2 years as he continuously uses our tax dollars against us and destroying our own country. I mean, as if to suggest he wasn't already busted for treason in the first place. Luke 22:48. Oh, you know what? We'll take the House back in 2022. What happened when you had the House? Absolutely not. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, wait until 2024, man. We're going to get our guy back in the office so he can promise us everything and do absolutely nothing the way that the last administration did when it came to justice. I mean, Americans, really? Are you really that ignorant to believe that they have a right to violate any law to the smallest jot or tittle? Then you deserve what you've got coming. Your kids don't. That's why I'm here. That is exactly why I'm here. In hopes that your children have a future and a hope while you continue to get caught up in the same game over and over and over and over again. My gosh, friends, aren't you tired of watching these clowns in the circus of politics promise you everything and deliver nothing? It's all I've seen my whole life. We're losing our country. It's time for us to fight for our country. You know, our laws tell us that we can do the right thing. Your government says they can do the wrong thing, and the good people and the good laws can do nothing against them when they're busted transgressing those laws. You are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, the illegals that are coming into America are killing people. I just wanted to share that with you. I wanted to make you aware of the fact that they are killing people. Matter of fact, the illegals coming in just from the southern border, there were 68.57 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to 54.06 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. See, a little even, leaving it the whole lump. The foxes spoil the vine. And instead of 330 million people dealing with the little leaving that leaving at the whole lump, they let the whole lump be spoiled. And what do? They're entertained by today's conservatives that do nothing but magnify the crimes of those that they tolerate. That's exactly what's happening. There were 97.2 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California, compared to 74.1 citizens and legal non-citizens imprisoned per 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. There were 54.85 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Florida, compared to 67.8 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. Okay? There were 168.75 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in New York, compared to 48.12 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. And finally, there were 54.54 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Texas, compared to 65.43 legal immigrants. Now, folks, I'm going to get back to the meat and bones right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to take Dave from New York really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Dave? Dave? Okay, no Dave. Folks, we'll get back to the main point here, and we will continue on. I just gave you some statistics, how a small portion of illegals coming into the United States of America are creating major problems in the United States of America. I can get into particulars more so even with those illegals that are coming over, and I'm talking about those that mean not to assimilate, coming from Somalia and from Middle Eastern countries. For example, I can tell you that if you look at, because we're talking about the crimes of illegals and how they are here, and they're responsible for killing Americans. Let's just highlight the individuals that are coming over from third world nations that are, again, here to conquer America, not to assimilate. If we look to Denmark, did you know that 450% more crimes were committed by Muslims than non-Muslims? And they call it hate to call them out for their crimes. Wait a second. That's the fruit on your tree. Okay? Hate is the very heart, the pith and marrow of all crimes that are being committed. So who's doing the hating, friends? Well, who's doing the hating here are the Muslims in Denmark. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 every day. Does that sound like a people that came into Germany to assimilate? Also keep in mind Janet Merkel over there. She is a miniature version of Adolf Hitler. And she's responsible for smacking the German flag and saying it belongs to Islam. I kid you negative. And keep in mind as well, friends, she takes orders from the People's White House. So does France. Okay? The People's White House are the ones responsible for attempting to create a new world order. There's 737 military bases all over the world that you have no idea that they exist. There are guys. And what are they there for, friends? To create a new world order, to dominate those countries. And there's 162 countries, friends. So how many need to go before they all fall down like dominoes? Again, Americans, most people don't even know this. Let me go to the next country, Sweden. 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year coming from Muslims. Okay? 77% of all rapes are by, listen to this carefully, less than 2% Muslim. And they call me a hater for calling these people out for their crimes. Well, folks, all crime, again, is motivated by hate. And the law exposes the crime. Don't hate the law that condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay? Go to Belgium. 35% of prison populations is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Why do the people in these prospective countries tolerate the crimes of a small amount, a small number? It's amazing to me. Sooner or later, it's going to come to your door, okay? As you can see over in these different countries that we're highlighting even now. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high-security prisons out of a 5% population. What do you expect? Look at the culture that they came from. The United States of America, 91.4% Muslim refugees, as they call them, are on food stamps. And you have organizations like CARE that are trying to call you out as haters for calling them out for meaning to conquer this country. And also check out the meaning of Cloward Piven when you get a moment. Cloward Piven, okay? They want to break the financial system. And the way to do that is to put them on welfare. And it's unconstitutional. Here, put that up against 2 Thessalonians 3:10. In the USA, 68.3% are on cash welfare. Okay, but what we're talking about right now is the illegals that are coming into America. They're just not committing crimes, friends. They're also killing, okay? I got one question for you real quick. Since when did illegals have rights in America? See how you just take it and make it a law unto themselves? You see how you just take the burden of proof and put it back on the responsible party, namely those that are trying to sell you their propaganda? This is why they want people in public schools. This is why they want young people in colleges, so they can further their indoctrinations, friends, to dummy them down, to accept the likes of a Joe Biden, to accept the likes of the last administration, and the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that. And the list goes on. I mean, friends, like so many other lies that are told to the American people by the mainstream media and the corrupt in the government that they tolerate, the burden of proof lies on them, not on you. Put that up against John 8:44. Too late, Dave. You already had your opportunity. When it comes to the likes of illegals, lawbreakers, 1 John 3:4, Joe Biden wants you to become subject to his criminal behavior by calling them not illegals, but undocumented non-citizens. Do you see how this works? They want you to be stupid enough to succumb to the likes of a Joe Biden. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33, the baser sort. They're lowering the standard. They're not raising the standard. As a matter of fact, as we were talking about earlier, friends, it's interesting how you have the weak trying to pull down the strong as if to suggest that they should lead from the back. You can't do that. But that's what they want you to accept. They want you to shoot for the floor rather than the stars. That's what Joe Biden is. That's what Barack Obama is. That's what Donald Trump was and is. Friends, read Isaiah 5:20. I wonder, is that what we are called in Mexico if we break the laws? Let's just for an example. If I go into Mexico illegally, I do a whole show on this, by the way. If I break their laws and go in illegally, am I called an undocumented non-citizen there, or am I called a criminal there? Oh, and there's going to be a price to pay as well as jail time for those that didn't know. Okay? No, friends. You need to understand that in this country, you have mayors masquerading as the good guys, alluring illegals into America on your tax dollars under and behind the guise of welfare. They're alluring these people into America. You cut off that spigot, friends, they're going to quit coming. It's your own representatives that are illegally alluring them into America. And it's interesting how they want to label you as a hater for calling them out for their crimes. Who cares what they call us, friends? We got to get beyond that. We don't care what they call us. We care about our country. We care about the future of our posterity. Try it in their country, friends. It's not going to fly. Now let me get to the point here. Breitbart reported Sanctuary State. Illegal alien gets 5 years in prison for killing a 24-year-old. An illegal alien has been sentenced to 5 years in American prison for killing a 24-year-old man in a drunk driving car crash in the Sanctuary State of New Jersey. By the way, Sanctuary State, there's no such thing. No such thing. Jesus Leal Corona, a 49-year-old illegal alien, pleaded guilty to second-degree vehicular homicide, 2 counts of third-degree vehicular assault, and drunk driving after hitting and killing 24-year-old Frankie Hensley of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in September of 2019. Mr. Corona admitted that he was drunk. He's here illegally, remember that. At the time of the crash, Hensley was the passenger in a vehicle involved in a separate crash when he got out of the vehicle. Then Leal Corona hit Hensley, who was rushed to a nearby hospital and died hours later as a result of his injuries. These type of people are being allured into America by this administration, friends, and you need to understand why they're coming here. He's sentenced to 5 years. He comes into America illegally. He ends up killing an American, and he goes to jail for 5 years. Now, listen to this. Before the deadly crash, Leal Corona had been arrested, listen carefully, in Texas and in New Jersey. Despite those arrests, Mr. Corona was never deported. Hey, folks, look at the cities that have released thousands of illegals from our prison system back onto the streets of America. That's called inciting domestic insurrection. That is aiding and abetting. That's called treason, Article 3, Section 3. Did you hear what I said? Your government, what you're tolerating, these federal government agencies, they're hands are tied behind their back because you allow a Joe Biden to say so. And he is endangering your life, your family's life, your neighbors' lives, your relatives' lives all across America. Shame on you if you suggest that you need to bow to that, or if you do. Now, here's the conclusion because I have 1 minute left. Another question that you might want to ask them that are your said representatives is, where are the illegals afforded rights in this country? When they choose to break the law by coming across the border, they forfeit their rights. Read Deuteronomy 30:19 when you get a moment. Furthermore, what should be of interest to everyone is that when they are allured into America on your tax dollars by felons masquerading as mayors, oh, don't doubt me on this one, friends, looking to put them on welfare, that's the carrot on the end of the stick to bring them into America. And Jesus said, if you don't work, you don't eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. So what happens? They come here to commit more crimes than they did in their own countries, where they end up in prison for killing Americans and live the rest of their lives where, and once again, the American people somehow are left to work to support these criminals in your own backyard. Just think about that, America. Love you enough to tell you the truth. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.